We are in a Sivo Shalom, Parshat Bo, Daf Tzadi, the last piece on Parshat Bo, Zecher Liyitziat Mitzrayim. Zecher Liyitziat Mitzrayim. Okay. Zikaron Yitziat Mitzrayim hu mitzvah mid'oraita. There is a mitzvah d'oraita, Torah command to remember Yitziat Mitzrayim. It comes from the Torah itself. Ukidichtiv, as it says in the Torah, Laman tiskoret yom tzeitcha me'eretz Mitzrayim kol yimei chayecha. That you should remember the day you left Egypt, the entire days of your life. V'chazal darshu mizan, chazal are now from this top of the next column, chazal are now from this, yimei chayecha, we know this from the Seder, or from Masechet Brachot, yimei chayecha hayamim, the days of your life mean during the days, kol yimei chayecha halilot. From the word kol, all the days of your life, even at night, you also need to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim. Mikan shemaskir and Yitzias Mitzrayim balilos, and from there we learn, we not only mention Yitzias Mitzrayim, the exodus from Egypt during the day, but you also need to mention the exodus from Egypt even at night. V'tzarich peor, and behind this we need to understand. Tzarich peor gadol, we need a great understanding. Chashivus inyan zichron Yitzias Mitzrayim. What is the importance of remembering Yitzias Mitzrayim? V'ad shemitzvata bayom uvalayla. That you have to, not only is it a mitzvah to remember it, but to remember it every day. Not just a mitzvah to remember it every day, but to remember it every day and every night. What's so significant about Yitzias Mitzrayim? There are so many other great moments in our history. There are so many things you're supposed to remember every day. There are multiple things you have to remember every day that are mitzvot. Why is it, what's the special emphasis that's placed here on Yitzias Mitzrayim specifically? Yoter mirov mitzvot ha-Torah shemitzan bi'ikar hayom. And why specifically, dafka by the mitzvah Yitzias Mitzrayim, which remembered in the daytime and the nighttime, most mitzvot, their mitzvahs dafka during the day. Why here do we see a unique aspect that there's a mitzvah remembered in the day and also at night? Top of the next page. Let's get into it. V'ha'inyan. The idea is as follows. V'ha'inyan. Dinei, ha-Torah ha-Kedosha hi Torat chayim. The Torah is a Torah of life. Shemorelanu orchot chayim. That's teaching us the way of life. Ve'ein ba zichronot be'alma l'masha haya be'avar. There's no simple remembrances of things that happened in the past. It's not a history book. It's not a historical record. It mentions things that legitimately happened, but that's not what the Torah is. U'mitzvat zechirat yitzias Mitzrayim sha'Torah hirchiva ba et ha'dibur sheyesh bazeh hora'a derech chayim liyehudi. And the mitzvah of remembering Mitzrayim, that the Torah goes on about this. It has a way, it's teaching us the way of life of a Jew. How so? Shekol mitziyuto nituna bechomer, bifchinat tum'at Mitzrayim. That my whole reality in life, my whole reality in Olam Hazeh, is I'm totally embedded, enmeshed, it's a reality of chomer, it's a reality of physicality. I live in a reality of physicality. And what's my tafkid? Why am I here? What am I meant to do? The goal of being in this world is Yitzias Mitzrayim. My whole life is about Yitzias Mitzrayim. My whole goal in being here is every day to leave Mitzrayim a little bit more. To leave a little bit more of Mitzrayim behind. To leave a little bit more of my physicality behind that's embodied by the reality of Mitzrayim. Vizetzi voy ha-Torah. And this is what the Torah is commanding us. Leman tiskoret yom tzeitcha mi'eretz Mitzrayim kol yimei chayecha. That we have to remember the day we left Egypt, all the days of our lives, the days and the nights. Sheyudit tzarich liskor tamid she'alav latzeit mi'Mitzrayim. A Jew needs to be remembering all the time, constantly, day in and day out, day and night, day and night, day and night. Why am I here? For Yitzias Mitzrayim. I'm here to leave Mitzrayim behind. I'm here to leave my physical body urges and desires behind, and to dedicate myself completely to spirituality, to commit myself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to commit myself to the only thing that matters, which is Dveikus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Dveikus with Hashem, where I'm not in any way utilizing the physical. I'm not engaging the physical. The physical, if I ever engage the physical, as you talked about many times in the past, the physical is never an end unto itself. The physical is always and only a means to a spiritual end. I was born into a physical world. I live in a physical world, but I'm not physical. The physicality is only there as a means to a spiritual end and never an end unto itself. The physicality itself is never the goal. Latzeit mitahavot Mitzrayim umitum'ot Mitzrayim. That my goal to be here is to leave from the desires of Mitzrayim, to leave them behind, to leave the tum'av Mitzrayim behind. Specifically, as we've talked about together in the past few weeks, it's what all of these parshiot underneath the surface are about. It's what this time of the year underneath the surface is about, is to leave behind the tum'ah of Mitzrayim, the strongest physical ta'ava that there is, that's embodied by Mitzrayim, the ta'ava of arayot, the pull towards issues of tum'ah on all levels, in all ways, between men and women, and to be able to purify us, and able to leave all of those tum'ot behind, to leave all that physicality behind, and to dedicate myself to a one-on-one, exclusive relationship only with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A spiritual relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Now that spiritual relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu has commandments that also require me to have relationships in this world as well. And physical relationships as well. But those are all within the context of my relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. My desire, my goal toward spirituality, my commitment to spirituality, and my dveikus with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Yemei chayecha hayamim, the days of your life, meaning are the days. So what does it mean? What's this distinction that's being made that we have to remember Mitzrayim, Yitzias Mitzrayim, during the daytime and the night? Timmy's going to go into it a little bit more. Yemei chayecha hayamim. The days of your life are the days. Bizmanim atovim. In the good times. Bechinat yamim. In the times that are like the day where things are clear, where I have clarity. We even use in English when I feel enlightened, to use the word light, right? Daytime, light, clarity, everything is good, everything is warm, I can go outside, it's wonderful. Bechinat yamim. In those good times, in the reality of day, daylight, daytime, good times, tzarich yudi lizkor shekol ha-shlichut avra. Yarad le'olam hi leman yitzim Mitzrayim. A person needs to remember in the good times that the whole reason why I'm here is I'm on shlichus, I was sent on a mission, which is to leave Mitzrayim behind. V'chol yimei chayecha l'rabot ha'leilot. And the kol there, all the days of your life, is also include the night times. Gam bizmanim ha'chashuchim. Even in the dark times. Bechinat leilot, the aspect of night. Zarich lizkor zot, we need to remember this in the darkness as well. Kizet tafkido shel Yehudi. When things are good, sometimes you let things slide. We get happy, we're kidding around, we're hanging out, everything is good. And sometimes we let things slip. Ah, it doesn't matter, it's okay. Like we're in a good mood, everything kind of goes. And the answer is no. I'm here for a reason. I'm here for a purpose. I'm on a mission. Lehefech. There are times that are dark. There are times that are dark and difficult. I don't know what an example of that would be. Maybe, I don't know, if you're going to be dude for 5 days in the middle of the winter when it's raining outside and you can't even go on your peset and you're stuck with your family in the house. I don't know why that example came to mind. But in the dark times, right, in the dark times, where there you can get down, you can get depressed, there also, and that's so much correlation there, that when you get down, you get depressed, that there where you don't feel that goodness. So there's more of a way for the Yitzhar to sneak its way in and to want that instant gratification, that physical gratification, right? On whatever level, even if it's, you know, let's say you're somebody who's chosen, you've made the choice in life for whatever reason. You guys don't need to fart anymore. I don't need to like watch my speaking about food. You're alumni. It's all on the table now. But I'm saying that, you know, you've made a commitment to yourself. You said, no, I'm not going to eat sugary things. I'm not going to eat cake. You say, but a person goes when they're down, they're more likely to eat sugary foods. Why? Because you get that. Again, this is not a judgment. I'm saying it's a natural biological reality. I feel down. And so even though I've made a commitment to be more kaddush in my eating, I'm more likely to break that and to go in and eat foods that I shouldn't eat. Why? Because I want to feel something good. I want to feel that momentary high. Called, you know, lehefech. I mean, there's other highs you can get also, which you also are more likely to do when you get down. It's all coming from that same place. But both being in a good place, I feel great, and therefore I want to go and indulge a little bit more because I'm feeling good and I'm riding that high. Or I feel down and I want something to fill that emptiness. In both of those instances, I can be more drawn to physicality because at the end of the day, no matter what the situation is, I'm always drawn toward physicality. That's the fight against the Yitzhara in this world, is fighting against the draw toward physicality. And so whether it's daytime and things are good, not just let that ride out and go. And certainly when the dark times and the difficult times, when I feel empty, I feel more distant, I feel more down, and there's more of a draw toward that instant gratification of that pick-me-up, not to fall into that. We need to remember Yitzhak, not just Yimei Chayecha, kol yemei chayecha. In the good times, in the light times, in the dark times, in the bad times, the Yetzer Hara will use good and bad, no matter what's in front of it. It will utilize whatever is at its disposal to get us in order to go after physicality in this world. And we need to remember our commitment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to fight against it, and to be yotzei mimitzrayim, to go against that, to go against being drawn to the physical world, to leave the tumah of Mitzrayim behind, and to commit ourselves completely to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to ruchnius and spirituality, and to dvikus with Hashem. That's where we need to be. That's the constant remembrance of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Ukimamar Maran Adoninu Moreinu V'Rabbeinu Marav Ha. Somebody out there is going to know that I have no idea who the Rashdi is. I don't know who the Rashdi is. One of the great rebbes said, Shahashabbat V'Chol HaMoadim Heim Zecher LiYetzias Mitzrayim. Shabbos and all of the holidays, everything is Zecher LiYetzias Mitzrayim, meaning Hainu lehaskir liYehudi she'alav latzeit miYitzrayim. Shabbos the Mo'adim. What does it mean that they're zecher liYitzias Mitzrayim? It means they're there as lehaskir, to remind us. Everything is here to remind us that we need to keep leaving Mitzrayim. We're always leaving more and more layers of Mitzrayim behind, and that's the idea. Every day, every moment. Mitzrayim isn't just a physical place, it's a spiritual essence and reality. The goal is I'm looking inwards, and every day of my life, I'm peeling away another layer of Mitzrayim. Another aspect of myself that's a little bit drawn toward physicality, that's a little bit drawn towards Tuma. I'm peeling away a little bit of Mitzrayim, a little bit of the drive toward Arayos, a little bit of the drive toward Chomriyut. Every day I'm leaving a little bit more of Mitzrayim behind. Every day, it's mutal alai. I need to remember Mitzrayim, remember to leave Mitzrayim every day. I need to leave a little bit more of Mitzrayim behind. That's life. That's the path of life of a Jew on the negative side. There's a positive side to it also. On the negative side of leaving behind, of exiting one more aspect of Mitzrayim behind every single day. Kol ha-mitziot ha-chomriyut shel ha-adam, hi b'matzav shel tum'at Mitzrayim. The whole physical reality of a Jew is Tumas Mitzrayim. V'tafkido latzeit Mitzrayim. And our goal, our purpose, our destiny in this world is to leave Mitzrayim behind, is to leave the physicality behind. V'zeh tachlit al kol ha-shabbatot v'ayimitzim. That's what all Shabbos and Yom Tov is about. It's about leaving that physicality behind. I'm moving into a reality of Kadosh. I'm dedicating my food, my eating, my sleeping, my bodily activities. I'm raising it up on Shabbos and Yom Tov. I'm dedicating it all to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's an elevated aspect of Zecher Liyetzias Mitzrayim. That's how we can also understand the need to leave Mitzrayim behind all the days of my life. This aspect of leaving behind Mitzrayim that's connected to every day. To remember every day, every day I need to remember, I need to leave Mitzrayim behind. Sheish inyan yitziat Mitzrayim b'madrigot hagvohot b'shabbatot v'yamim tovim shem zecher liyitzias Mitzrayim. There's an aspect of Yetzias Mitzrayim on the uppermost lofty levels, which is the Shabbos and Yom Tov levels of leaving Mitzrayim behind. V'yesh yitziat Mitzrayim b'chol yom, and there's the daily lower level of leaving Mitzrayim behind. Sheyudi korei kriyat shema b'boker v'erev, where there all Jews can say Shema in morning and night. Men have a chiyuv to say Kriyat Shema morning at night. Women can opt into saying Kriyat Shema morning at night. But the idea of needing to say Kriyat Shema in the morning and at night, in Shachris and in Maariv, in the day and the night, we need to the daily remembrance, the daily movement away from Mitzrayim in the mundane aspects of daily life as well. And again, ulirabot ha-leilot, and it includes the nights, shigam be'et chashchut, that even in darkness, kasher yehudi, choshech liyudi, when we're in a reality of darkness, v'nir elu shakol choshech v'zachoret zagoretzlo, when everything seems dark and closed off, gam az mutelat alav ha-mitzvah la'tzeit Mitzrayim, we still have to leave Mitzrayim behind. Even when we're feeling down, even when we're feeling the darkness, even when we're feeling closed off from everything, we need to leave Mitzrayim behind. V'gam kipshuto inyan balilot, and also in the pshat of Laila, that we add the word kol to include the night. Also on the pshat level, sha'alayla huzman hitgabrut hachomer al hatzura v'hitgabrut hatzavot. Nighttime is the time where the Yetzer Hara, where physicality becomes even stronger. It has a stronger reality. Taiva is stronger at night. Right, again, even in the examples we used, Right? When is the easiest time for a person to, if they make a commitment to eating healthy, when they stop eating healthy, right? When they're down and they can't sleep and they're upset and suddenly it's 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock in the morning and they feel hungry, they're not really hungry. They go for the fridge, not really going for the fridge. It's right to the freezer to that tub of ice cream. It's right to that. Doesn't matter you swore it off. It doesn't matter. I'm down and it's 1 o'clock and I darn well am going to have that pint of ice cream. Not from it, the pint, right? Meaning that's the idea. Meaning when we feel down at night, there's a stronger, even in food, there's a stronger desire towards physicality. Certainly, I would strongly suspect that the majority of severe averos, be ish lisha, are committed at night, not during the day, va'mevi nyavin, right? I mean, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure that out. There's a strength to physicality at night that doesn't exist during the day. In all levels, I'm going to give you two examples, but in all levels, there's a stronger draw toward it. At nighttime, again, it's that lack of clarity. There's a stronger capacity for the Yitzhar to attack us. At the nighttime, Davka, to remember, we need to be leaving Mitzrayim behind. To not let the Yitzhar, which is ramped up at night, pull us in to make mistakes, to make bad choices, to be pulled into the physical, to fight back against it. Davka at night. Okay, Mamara Katuv, as the Pasuk says, Avdei Hashem ha'omdim beveit Hashem b'lilot, the servants of Hashem who stand in the house of Hashem at night, she'elu ha'omdim beveit Hashem b'lilot, hema re'uyim l'taor ovdei Hashem. So what does it say? Ovdei Hashem, the servants of God, ha'omdim beveit Hashem b'lilot, who stand in the house of God at night. He's understanding the pasuk as follows. Who stands in the house of God even at night? Who's able to live a reality of standing in the house of God even at night? Those are ovdei Hashem. Ovdei Hashem stand in the house of God even at night. Even when the Yitzhar is pulling at them. At the nighttime dafka, they stand in the house of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, let's keep going forward. Next paragraph. Omnam, nitzivat liYehudi hasheila, ma'u kocho latzit Mitzrayim. What stands still is the question for Jews, which is, where do I get the kocho to leave Mitzrayim from? How do I leave Mitzrayim behind? Where do I get the strength to leave Mitzrayim behind? Everybody has their own cheshbon nefesh, their own internal accounting, what their situation is, where they're holding in life. How do you leave Mitzrayim behind? And also when the Jews left Mitzrayim, Chazal say, Shamara Kodesh Baruch Hu Moshe, im ein atza goel, ein zulatcha goel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, Chazal bring this down, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, if you don't bring them out, if you, Moshe, don't redeem them, nobody else is going to be able to redeem them. And what this teaches us is, Hainu Sharak Kocho, top of the next column, Rak Kocho Shel Moshe, only the Koach of Moshe, only the strength of Moshe, Yacholo Tziat B'nei Yisrael Mitzrayim, can get a Jew out of Egypt. Ve'eich Yachol Yehudi, Latzeitu lehishtachrer mitum'at Mitzrayim mibli koacho shel Moshe. And how can a Jew leave and be free of the tum'ah of Mitzrayim without the koach of Moshe? Achin kvar bi'arnu. We've already explained previously, in a previous piece of Masav talked about it. Hayinyan baze da kavanal midato ha'miyuchedet shel Moshe Rabbeinu. What this is talking about is the only way to really leave Mitzrayim behind is to link into, to connect to, the mida, the unique mida of Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's the mida of ha'anava v'hashiflut ba nityached mikol ha'adam. Of all things we need to connect to, anava and shiflut, humility, lowliness, those are the midot that are unique to Moshe of all other midot, and specifically to Moshe. Kemo dichtiv, as the pasuk says, Va'ish Moshe anav me'od mikol ha'adam asher al pnei ha'adama. Moshe was more humble than any person on the face of the earth. Zoi ha'gdula shel Moshe Rabbeinu. This is the greatness of Moshe. Kemo sha'Torah omeret alav, as it says, the Torah says about him, Umadua lo yiretem ledaber be'avdi v'Moshe, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Miriam and to Aaron, how could you not fear to speak badly about my servant Moshe? V'amru chazal, Moshe af alpi she'inu avadai. V'amru chazal, Moshe af alpi she'inu avdi, v'avdi af alpi she'inu Moshe. I don't know what that Mamar Chazal means. Beseder. V'zeh ya ha'koach shel Yitzias Mitzrayim. This is what Yitzias Mitzrayim is all about. Al yedei midato shel Moshe Rabbeinu, it's through the mida of Moshe, asher chidesh derech geula miyuchedet bimina mitoch shiflut v'hitbatlut. This is the mida of Moshe Rabbeinu, who was mechadish the way for geula, the unique way to get to Geula. How do I get out of Mitzrayim? It's from Shiflut. It's from Hitbatlut. It's from Anava. It's from humility. It's from being able to lower myself. It's from having a sense of self-nullification before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yesh Geula kasher Yisrael ru'uyim le'Geula. There's Geula when Klal Yisrael are ready for Geula. Sheyesh bi'adam mitzvot v'schuyot gerlot. When they have in their hands mitzvot and schuyot. Ach kasher Yisrael meshukaim v'metet sha'arei tum'ah. But when the Jews in Mitzrayim, there is in the 49th level of Tum'ah, they're sunk into the Tum'ah Mitzrayim, they're all the way down on the 49th level. They don't have any Zichuyot. They don't have any Masim Tovim. They have no merits. They have no good deeds. Einheim Nigalim, how are they going to be Nigal? The only way they can be Nigal, the only way they can be redeemed, Pikoach Midato Shel Moshe, is not from the Mitzvot of the Masim Tovim, not from the Zichuyot, but because they're lowly, because they're able to lower themselves, because they have humility. They have the Midah of Moshe. She bitilut gimura l'Hashem Yibarach, by totally nullifying ourselves to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, ka'ayin va'efes, like nothing. That's how they can get out. V'zeu she'amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying to Moshe. Im ein ata go'el, if you don't get them out, meaning, mi b'li'a b'china shelcha, without your aspect of hitbatlut, ka'ayin va'efes, ein derech geula, there's no way for geula. There's no way to geula without humility, without lowering oneself. And that's really what it's about. Meaning what we've been talking about is you want to push back against physical desire. What is physical desire? We've talked about this in so many other instances. And again, to me, this is always at the heart and soul of Judaism, the heart and soul of reality, is that there's really, really at the fundamental choice in oneself. There are two real choices. That's it. Two options. I can choose to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is all giving into physical desire? Or I can choose to serve myself. There's Avodat Hashem and Avodat Atzmecha. That's really what there is. There's Avodat Hashem and the Avodah Zarah of Avodat Atzmecha v'zehu. And I have a choice. I can say no to that physical desire and serve Hashem, or I can feel that physical desire, ignore Hashem, and bow down to my own physical desires. And then and that's the truth, the path that I can choose to follow. How do I stop that? With hitbatlut, with anava. I'm nothing. I have no reason to be here. I have no right to exist. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created me. He gives me life every second. And the only way that I could be here is with Him. I'm nothing. And so my whole life is dedicated to Him. If I have the humility to realize, I'm nothing. I want. I don't want anything. Who cares what I want? I'm here to serve. I'm here to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu. I'm here to serve a higher purpose. I'm here to fight for more. I'm not here to simply let my body indulge in the moment. I don't serve my body. My soul serves a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's my mentality in life. And I need the humility to say, even though I want, I don't matter. I don't matter. I only matter in that I am here to serve God. That's the only way in which I matter. That humility, that hitbatlut, that's the gateway, that's the road to Geula. Ve'alzen emar, and about this it says, Leman tizkor et yom sitka me'eretz Mitzrayim kol yimei chayecha. To remember Yitzias Mitzrayim all the days of your life. Shakoach liyitzias Mitzrayim hu b'midato shel Moshe. The way to leave Mitzrayim, that's through the mida of Moshe Rabbeinu. Mikoach shiyudi batelu mevutal la'Hashem Yitbarach. From the koach that a Jew is completely nullified to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Uvechol matzav shiyudi nimsa. And every situation that a Jew's in. Afilu b'matzav agarua b'yoter shimushuka b'memtet sharei tum'ah. Even if a person's in the 49th level of tum'ah, a person's totally gone, they're totally sunk, they're totally down in the dumps, their mamish sunken into tum'ah, they're on the 49th level. Mikoach ha'shiflut v'agetlut shiyodea she'enu klum, by knowing that I'm a nothing. V'u ayin v'efes, that I'm nothing. Hamuchlat ne'igal v'yotzei mitzrayim, that's how you can get out. That's how you can get out. If I'm able to lower myself, if I'm able to let it all go, because on one level, maybe one aspect of it is, then when I sit there and I say, no, what do you mean I'm going to get out? After what I did this avera, I did that avera, I fell in this way, I fell in that way. How can I get out? I'm so tummy. How can I get out? The answer is, with all due respect, stop, shut up. It's not about you. It's not about you. You're busy complaining. Oh, look at all the trouble. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's not interested. Get over yourself. You're not so impressive in how much tumah you have. You're not so impressive in what you did. You gave it to physicality, okay. So say, you know what? I'm nothing. Now I've proven that I really am nothing because I can't overcome Yitzhar. Okay, good. I'm nothing. Let's go. Now let's go and move forward and let's serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's go and serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's say a person feels guilty about it. I say, but I feel bad. I feel guilty. How do I get out of it? The answer is okay, yeah, you feel guilt. I feel guilt. I feel guilt over what I did. And in Achinami, I need to do tshuva. But when I let that guilt rule over me, that's another aspect of simply serving myself. I can't serve God because I feel guilty. That's what I'm really saying. I can't serve God because I feel guilty. It's just, shut up. Get over yourself. Get over yourself. Go and serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Do you need to do tshuva? Yes. Can you do really intense tshuva because you feel really guilty? Sure. In Achinami, you can. Does that exempt you from serving God? No, that's your own mental gymnastics. If you get so hard, it convinces you to stop serving God because of the guilt. No. The answer is you get up and you serve. I get up and I serve. That's always the way to go. It's from my inflated ego that I think what I did was so great, that I did was so terrible, that it was so terrible that I can't serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's ego. That's ego. That comes from the same place. And this isn't to say, again, I'm not chas v'shalom. Anybody who feels depressed or who feels guilty, meaning I'm emphasizing the point, and hopefully maybe somebody went like, oh wow, I never thought about it that way. I'm not chas v'shalom judging anyone who feels guilt, judging anyone who feels depressed, certainly if they don't have it on a deep and psychological level. I'm not judging that. What I am saying, though, is there are so many excuses in life. And whether or not you just need to accept that, work through it, and get over your own guilt, or whether or not it's something which is deeper, or the anxiety or the depression is deeper on a psychological level, you need to speak to somebody about that, a professional about that. Again, my goal here is not to mock or minimize. It's to at least just for 1 second jump out of it and recognize, you know what? All these, like, I think I'm, if you think that your sins really disconnect you from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you really think you're that great, you really think you're that powerful, the answer is you're not. Just keep serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if you get up and you recognize, who am I? What can I really do? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, serve me anyway. So then if I want to go back and serve God, Baruch Hashem, I just got to go and serve God because I'm nothing. If you come from that place, that itself can be the fuel to get forward and to get back into Avodas Hashem. That, I'm just trying to give it from a different angle, a different perspective. So. The Ita. B'shem HaBaal Shem Tov Zichrodegen Aleinu. It says in the name of the Baal Shem Tov, Ala Katuv, it says on the Pasuk, Ki teitzela milchama loivecha, V'ra'ita sus v'rechav, Amrav mimcha, Lo tira mehem, Ki Hashem Elokecha imach, HaMalcha mi'eretz Mitzrayim. It says in Parshat Ki teitze, I think. No, it says in the end of Parshat Shoftim. The end of Parshat Shoftim. When you go out to war against your enemy, and you see that they have horses, and they have chariots, they have so many people, and they're coming out against you, Lo tirah mehem, don't fear them. Ki Hashem Elokecha imach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with you. HaMalcha mi'eretz Mitzrayim, to get out of Egypt. Meaning, Kasher teitzela milchamayim avecha, when you go out to war against your enemy, who's the greatest enemy that there is? Hainu milchemet hayetzer. When you go out to war against your yetzer hara, you go out to the most meaningful war in life, you go to battle against your yetzer hara. V'ra'ita am rav mimcha, and you see a people mightier than you. You see that there's no way you can overcome. You see your yetzer hara coming at you, and you know it's game over before you've even started. You know you're outmatched. You know it. You're outmatched. Lo tira mehem. Don't fear them. You don't fear it. Ki Hashem Elokecha imach, because God is with you. HaMalcha mi'eretz Mitzrayim, who took you out of Egypt. Ki Moshe ba'et asher amcha HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo'tzi. Asher amad HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo'tzi et Yisrael Mitzrayim. Just like the time where our HaKadosh Baruch Hu stood with us to take us out of Egypt. Hayu Yisrael Mishukaim azim tetzarei mutuma. We were as deep in tum as you could be. Lo haita sharut lo tzi misham. There was no way out. They looked at Mitzrayim. They were slaves. There was no way out. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, yeah, there is. Me. Don't worry about it. I got you. And if I've got you, there's nothing else. Nothing else matters. Ela she chatar HaKadosh Baruch Hu mechatarat mitachat likisei hakavod. Shechatar HaKadosh Baruch Hu machteret tachat likisei hakavod. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he made a tunnel. He made a tunnel underneath the Kisei HaKavod. He made a, there's no way to get to him. He says, don't worry. You can't get to me. The way is blocked by the Yitzhara. Shh, don't tell. If you go around, you go underneath. There's a whole back passageway. There's a tunnel to come around to get the Zevot. You can circumvent the whole Yitzhara. He makes a way around. There's always a way to get to him. There's always a tunnel to get to him. He makes us all a tunnel. There's always a way around. There's always another way. There's always another path. You're looking at the Yitzhara in the face, say, there's no way. I can't do it. If you feel that, you're feeling Mitzrayim, you're looking Mitzrayim in the eye, you know what you're saying? I remember, there's always another way. And you search, and you lift up this, you look behind that, you look over there, you're going to find there's the tunnel right back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right around the Yetzer Hara. Umikan chizuk l'kol Yehudi basher hu. This is chizuk for every single Jew, no matter where we are. Gamim ein lecha shum derech. You have no way. You know that you can't beat this. You know that you can't beat this. You're sitting there, it's late at night, you're sitting there and you know there's no way I can beat this. From your perspective, you're sitting there next to the boy and you know that he's the one and the taiva is so strong and all you want to do, you just want to touch him. That's all you want. And there's no way, the HR is too strong. You're in a situation where there's such peer pressure to go to a non-kosher restaurant. The pressure is just too strong. Every time that happens and you look at it and you look at that situation, you say, what am I supposed to do? There's no way out. If you know, if you remember Yetzias Mitzrayim, there's always a way out. There's always a back door. If you can't go through the Yitzhara, Kadosh Baruch Hu already paved you a path, dug you a tunnel to circumvent the Yitzhara and get right back to him. He's always a way to get to him. Even if there's no way, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to get us out. We need to know that through Yitzias Mitzrayim, Patach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Petach L'chol HaDorot. HaKadosh Baruch Hu opened up for us an entry, he opened up for us a doorway that's open for all time. U'petach L'chol Yachid, and an entryway for every individual. Al Yidei Shechatar Machteret Mitach HaKisei HaKavod. That he made a way under the Kisei HaKavod. There's a way underneath, there's a back passageway, there's a tunnel to get around. There's always a way to get back to him. Such chizuk, no matter what situation you're in. We've all been there, where we've looked the Yitzhara in the face, and we know, and it's not out of a false sense of humility, it's not out of stupidity, it's not out of craziness. We've looked the Yitzhara in the face, and all of us have known in those moments, I have no hope, there's no way I can beat it this time. The answer is, you're right. You can't. You don't have the tools to take on the Yitzhara head on. But if you know that, then you know that in that situation, God's already made a way around. There's already been paved a way around. And you have to go and jump and run. Not away from the Yitzhara and not into the Yitzhara. You run around the Yitzhara. It's a tremendous chiddush. Mechuyav liot, it must be so, from Yetzias Mitzrayim until today. You go around the Yitzhara. There's always a way around. There's always a way out of Mitzrayim. That's the inyan. There's always a way out of Mitzrayim. Last paragraph. Leman tizkor et yom seitcha me'eretz Mitzrayim kol yimei chayecha. In order that we remember Yetzias Mitzrayim all the days of our lives. Bechol yom vayom miyimei chayecha. Every single day of our lives. Notena kadosh baruch hu liyudi koach latzeit ulihigael miMitzrayim. Every single day, we're two lines in the last paragraph. Every single day in the life of a Jew, every single day of our lives, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the koach, he gives us the capacity, he gives us the strength to leave Mitzrayim behind, to go out of Mitzrayim, to be redeemed from Mitzrayim. Vafilu kishehu betachlit shafel ha-matzav, and even if we're in the lowest of places, Gam kein yesh lo akoach latzeit miMitzrayim. We still have a way to get out of Mitzrayim. Shim asak shamayim sham ata viatzia sheol hincha. No matter where we are, no matter how low we are, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us a way out. V'nichlal bazem kema'amar, Maran HaSaba Gadosh Mislonim, as the Tana Rabbi said, Shiyom shiyudi eino se pi'ula hefech ritzono, lishpor at akoach hara eino nachshav liyom b'chayim. The Tana Rabbi himself said, that any day that a Jew doesn't do something against his nature, doesn't fight to break his nature, doesn't fight against the Yetzer Hara, It's not accounted as a day of life. You haven't lived. Today's not a day. You haven't lived today until you fought against your Yetzirah. He didn't say when. But a day is not a day until you've taken an action to go against and to break the Koach Hara, to go against the Yetzirah. Every single day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the koach of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Ve'alav latzeit mechelek nosav shel Mitzrayim, hu koach hara nimsabo. And again, like we talked about before, every single day of our lives, halacha lemaisa, every single day of our lives, we need to leave one more aspect of Mitzrayim behind. One more aspect of our internal Mitzrayim behind. One more elevated level of Geula. One more step of redemption inside. Leaving Mitzrayim behind, leaving the Ra behind. Ve'amru Chazal, and Chazal say, Shekasher Amar Moshe Yisrael, when Moshe said to Klal Yisrael, Atem Nigalin, you're redeemed. Amru lo, He'achanu Nigalin, V'alo kol Eretz Yisrael Mele'a B'gilulei Avodah Zarah Shelanu. When we were told we're going to be redeemed, we, Klal Yisrael, turned to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we said, how are we going to be redeemed? Eretz Mitzrayim is full of our Avodah Zarah. How can we be redeemed when all of Eretz Mitzrayim is full of our Avodah Zarah? How can we leave Mitzrayim when we're so enmeshed in Tuma? V'amar lahem Moshe. Moshe says, Kevan shechafetz HaKadosh Baruch Hu lega'alchem, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to redeem you, Einu mabit ligilulei avodah zarah shelachem. He's not looking at your avodah zarah right now. He wants to take you out, and that's all that matters. Zeu kocha shel Yetzias Mitzrayim. This is how strong, how powerful Yetzias Mitzrayim is. Shakadosh Baruch Hu notein shafilu matzava garua biyoter yucholim ligael. Even if we're in the lowest place, we look around our lives, I can't believe what I did. Yeah? Klal Yisrael looked around and they said, no, I'm standing next to the idol that I served yesterday. I'm literally standing next to it. There's no way out. How do I get out? Again, a person asks in their lives, how can I get out? I'm standing next to the table that I ate non-kosher at yesterday. I'm sitting right now in front of the computer where I did that Avera yesterday. I'm standing next to the room where I did the Avera with that person yesterday. How can I be Goel? How can I be Nigal? There's no way. I'm looking right next to me. It's not possible. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying. You want Geula? I'm not interested in your Avodah Zarah. I'm not interested in your Averos. You want Geula? Let's go. Do we have to do tshuva? Yes. Is there repentance? For sure. Is there things that need to be worked out? 100%. But we can always experience Geula. We can always get out. We always can get out. Shekevan shechafetz HaKadosh Baruch Hu le'alchem, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants our redemption. Harei hu noten li'udi ha'kochot li'igael mitzrayim. He gives us the capacity to leave Mitzrayim behind. Bechol matzav shehu. No matter what situation we're in. V'yalkein, katav ha'torah kedusha b'arichut. Et kol parshat galut Mitzrayim. That's why the Torah goes on and on at great length. All of the stories, all the parshiot of the leaving of Mitzrayim, of Geulat Mitzrayim, of the exile into Mitzrayim, and the redemption from Mitzrayim, sheminanim nitzchim, because these things are eternal. We, all of us, for all of eternity, all of us live in some way, in some space. We live within an internal Mitzrayim. And for all of us is always there, always the capacity for Geulat Mitzrayim, for redemption from Mitzrayim. She'ein zerak me'orah shekara be'avar. This is not just something that happened in the past. Ela nitzchit, it's eternal. V'yimei ha'shavuot halalu she'bem korim b'torah parshiot Yetzias Mitzrayim. And dafka during these weeks, we're reading about Yetzias Mitzrayim. Misugal yudi latzeitu lichaleitz migalut Mitzrayim. These weeks have a special capacity, a special electric spiritual energy that we can leave Mitzrayim in a stronger way now. Hakriya me'oreret hazman, v'hazman me'oreret hakriya. But the kriya is also me'oreret hazman. The parsha of Shavuot that we're reading in these times, it's bringing out a reality of Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's bringing it out. And because we're reading these parshiot, we can come out of Mitzrayim in a stronger way. It's the nature of these parshiot. It's the nature of the fabric of the sum of the year, the two always go together. It's the reality of Shovavim. It's the reality of Shmod Va'era Bo B'Shalach Yitro Mishpatim. It's the reality of the sum of the year in these parshiot. We can leave Mitzrayim behind. Particularly and especially, any aspect of issues in Arayos, whatever level we may be on, from Negiya and worse, all the way till Shmiras Ha'inayim, to Tarata Machshava, whatever it is that we're working on, we can leave it all behind. This is the time. Meoto chelak Mitzrayim shumishukabo, any aspect of Mitzrayim that we're still sunken into. Dekevan shechafetz HaKadosh Baruch Hu lega'alchem. Since HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to redeem us, shuv eino mabit gilulei avodah zarah zelachem. He's not looking at our avodah zarah, he's not looking at our gilul arayos, he's not looking at our veros. He's saying, I want to redeem you. Now you can get out. Now you can achieve redemption. Now you can get back to me. Only if you will it, if you want it to be, I'm already decreed that it's to be. All you have to do is want it and to go, and you'll be in nigal. You'll be in a state of redemption. Bezrat Hashem, we should be zocha to be zecher, to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim kol yimei chayecha, both in the days and the nights, to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim in the good times and the bad, to always be melechemet hayetzer, fighting against physicality, fighting against the Yitzer Hara, fighting against the deep taivas that we have inside. And that remembering of Yitzias Mitzrayim in the good times and the bad, in the daytimes and the nights, to be able to push through, to reject Mitzrayim every single day, to leave a little more of Mitzrayim behind, to remember that the way to get out is through having anava, is through having humility, is through having shiflus, is to nullify ourselves. That's the way, Bezrat Hashem, we can get out of Mitzrayim every single day a little bit more. And by getting out of Mitzrayim every day a little bit more, getting one step closer to personal redemption, through that, one step closer to national redemption, till we experience the Gula itself, Mihira B'Yameinu.